Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, March 25th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Birthdays. Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is 72 today.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Elton John is 67. Sarah Jessica Parker is 49. Danica Patrick is 32. On this day in history. In 1668, the first horse race in America takes place.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
In 1954, RCA begins production of color television sets. At the top of the charts, they came, they saw, they conquered. The Beatles, number one again in the early days of 1964 with She Loves You.
She loves you, yeah.
On the KETR events calendar tonight at 7:30, an evening at Dallas's Meyerson Symphony Center with the A&M Commerce Department of Music. It's the premiere of The Temptation of St. Anthony for Chorus and Wind Ensemble by James Seiler. An evening at Dallas's Meyerson Symphony Center tonight with the A&M Commerce Department of Music, 7:30 p.m. For more information, please call 903-886-5304. 903-886-5304 or see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from British philosopher James Allen. No duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Bert, thanks for joining us again. You're attempting to get something going with Community Seeds, which is a terrific organization that helps people out in a variety of ways in Hunt County. But you're trying to get something going called a community kitchen. Tell me about that.
Well, John Mark, I must confess that the idea came off of this campus through your AgriLife extension agent, Mary Sue Cole, who introduced the idea to us. She brought the concept to us. We contacted the USDA with the possibility of starting an incubator kitchen or a community kitchen. Now, incubator kitchen is just a fancy name for a community kitchen, mm-hmm. but incubator kitchen helps people basically to develop new businesses that are food related. So it could be things like catering, our wholesale foods or retail businesses that are all food related. So we are in the process of putting such a building together in Lone Oak, Texas, on Highway 69, just off of Highway 69, easy access.
Mary Sue talked to us about that a while back, and specifically it had to do with this, that the state of Texas had changed the law concerning, I think she called it the cottage food industry.
That's correct.
Where people make food at home and then and sell it. Mm-hmm. And so there's new opportunity there for people, and this is what you're all about, is providing providing opportunity for people.
Yeah, and the difference between us and what the state has now done with the cottage food laws, we have no limitations, and it's done in a sterile environment. When someone does something from home, they have to label it as such, done from a home, not done in a sterile environment. They have limitations on the type of foods that they can do. They can't do barbecue sauces or sauces. They can't do any of the pickled product, which are great products for that. And then they can't sell it over the internet or any of those new vogue ways of marketing a product. They can only sell it by going door to door or through a special event in the area. So, and there are a lot of other rules and regulations that go along with that cottage law, as it should be, because we want to make sure that people, when they provide a food product for the general public, that it's safe for them to consume. But in our incubated kitchen, where people can come into a sterile environment, it'll be plenty of room in the kitchen. They can start their catering business without any concerns. All of our people have to have food handling safety before they can be enter in the kitchen and provide a product. So it'll just be a different setting. The cost is going to be minimal, so it certainly won't prohibit someone from doing their favorite jams, jellies, or whatever. And the reception of it would be better because we'll label and package it for them as well.
So that they would actually produce the food in this kitchen.
Absolutely.
It's not just a matter of them learning about it or training there, then going to their home. They would be doing the food or creating the food in the kitchen.
That's correct. Now, they will also learn how to cook certain foods or prepare certain foods, because we're also starting a culinary arts school in that same kitchen. So there'll be opportunities for them to learn how to make certain things and how to prepare themselves for the foods they make are for a job outside of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds of Lone Oak, which is, I would say, a philanthropic organization that helps people who need help in a variety of ways in Hunt County. Now, you have a particular building, and you were telling me this is a really historic building there in Lone Oak.
Well, it's not historic. That's a dangerous term, because you bring the Historical Society in.
Oh, yeah.
And we had to be vetted by them for them to make that determination that we're not. Yeah, the building was built in 1869. It's the old pharmacy, grocery store, meat, facility for the community. So it's an old building. It's one of two, the oldest buildings in Lone Oak, and the one next to it is of the same age. But it was donated to us by a local resident whose name is Stan Green, a great guy from L3, gave us the building because he wanted to see us improve our community. And the whole reason why we're there is that people can come in and make their favorite jams, jellies, whatever, sell that, make money for themselves, pay taxes on what they're making money on, as well as becoming viable citizens, as well as we will pay taxes as well through our country store, which will be in the front of that community kitchen.
Well, so you're right now in the process of renovating that building?
We are, and it's an arduous task, to say the least. It's old. It hasn't been used for anything in quite some time, but it's the bones or the structure itself is there, and we're putting in a new foundation and a new roof, and the rest is going to be modernizing it as a kitchen.
Have any idea when this might actually be up and running?
We again have all of our architects in place. Our draftsmen are giving us a final draft. We've got our kitchen supply company that's providing everything we need for our kitchen for our new project. A great company out of Tyler, Texas. We are hopeful that this time next year we'll certainly be operational out of that incubator kitchen. It could be sooner. But we also have a community garden that's going to provide a lot of the produce, fresh produce, that we'll sell or give away at that kitchen and utilize in our kitchen as well.
Bert, you guys doing some very interesting and valuable work, and we thank you for that, and thank you for having a cup of coffee with us today.
Thank you very much, John Mark, for allowing us to come over and be a part of your show.
Bert Cooper with Community Cares of Lone Oak, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.